Hi, Ann Ribley here, and welcome to this week's mantra. I see the miracles in synchronicity showing up. See with new vision today. Recognize the miracles as they show up, no matter their size, big or small. See your own perfect synchronicity as it does show up for you, and give it the aha energy. By acknowledging, by saying, I see you when these miracles and synchronicity shows up. And I like to say that AHA stands for activating here awareness. This grounds us, this roots us, this allows us to marinate deeper in that powerful moment when it comes to us. Allowing miracle moments to marinate deeper into you expands the energy for grace to pave the path. I want you to try saying the mantra by placing your hand over your heart and saying the words, I see the miracles and synchronicity showing up. Feel the movement of all good things synchronizing for you. Now, the meaning and significance of this mantra came through yesterday during the full moon, blood moon, total lunar eclipse, harvest moon, a really significant time that we're in specifically right now, that the movement of this moon represented for new paradigms to come forth. And somebody had sent me over a message when they completed their full moon ritual, and they had first glanced at the time on their iPhone, and the time was 2020. Is what it said for in their time zone. And that had such a powerful effect on me about this energy we're in right now. And how can we marinate deeper in our own synchronizing power and our own miracles, knowing that the healing and transformation and the paradigm shift that we ask for in our own ritual is happening and is in the works. Is that we will see the signs, we will see the signals, we will recognize it, we will already know it in our own original knowing by saying, I see the miracles, I see you as you show up. And I found that so confirming to see that time of what I would call that parallel. I like to call that that in Power 11 type stance, where the oneness, where it shows that confirmation of alignment, of congruence. And then it's interesting in my soul stamina plan group that someone had shared a story at how she had decided to go back and use the coursework, and she'd already been through the journey, and that's what's great about it. You have access to it again for different pertinent times. And she did the karmic debt releasing process for this full moon. And how she began this morning after doing her full moon ritual and the karmic debt releasing, listening to Doreen Virtue's reading for the week. And the first card that she pulled in her reading was debts paid off. And that's that synchronicity. And we have these miracles that are happening, big and small. And the minute we allow that to become a signature moment of our own soul stamina that is becoming rooted deeper in the truth of our lives, we do open up grace to help pave the path for us in recognizable ways. So this week, I want you to take this mantra and I want you to get in conversation. The universe is eavesdropping the gifts for your good. And I want you to recognize them and energize them and see them. By starting off your day with I see the miracles and synchronicity showing up, and allow it to call forth and come forth in your day and in your week. I want to take a moment and acknowledge you, acknowledge this connection, acknowledge this world that we live in and our connection to each other. What a powerful weekend this was, and what a commitment to showing up for your own soul, your own life, and our humanity in such a healing and transforming way. You know, this weekend I was blown away at the amount of new people that were coming in from around the world to hear about how they could do the full moon ritual, this super full moon, this blood moon, which is about relation, which was about the relationship to each other and our world and our lives, and this energy of the total lunar eclipse, which was a connection universally. Through the course of time that I've been teaching how to do these moon rituals for the full moon and the new moon, I've had over 60 different countries that have joined in to learn how to do these rituals in order to empower, to liberate, or transform their lives in some capacity. However, this weekend, just in a matter of 2 days, new people were pouring in from these countries: Spain, Guatemala, Uganda, Jamaica, Japan, Great Britain, Australia, Canada, Sweden, Indonesia, Portugal, and of course here are the United States. But it was just the point that new people from all over the world were tapping into a deeper understanding on how they could do their full moon ritual and release of lifting themselves up in their own spiritual posture to let their light shine and to walk the path that is more synchronizing to the truth of their soul. And so the effect that has on us in our consciousness, we are lifting each other up. And I find it so beautiful. And I want to congratulate every one of you for your work you've done this weekend. I can feel the energy. I can feel the beauty of your grace. I also want to do a big shout out to all of you who had birthdays this weekend. There was a lot of birthdays that were posted that came up on this full moon. And this is a big thing that I even tell a lot of people in my personal life when they have birthdays that land at a time of the full moon or a new moon, on how it really represents a powerful shifting personally to you in what your birth year will be. And so oftentimes you can do these moon rituals when they land in that cycle for you around your birthday, representing how you want your next birth year coming up to be for yourself. So big shout out to all those birthdays, and a big heart rendering acknowledgement for the willingness for you to show up in your life and release during this time of the full moon that which would ever be standing in the way from you and your greatest light shining and your greatest aspirations. So as we begin this new week, I want you to affirm the messaging, because the universe is eavesdropping, and I want you to eavesdrop back with the universe by speaking to your shift and your own change, by saying, I see the miracles and the synchronicity as it's showing up. I'd like to also acknowledge that the Soul Stamina Plan journey is now open for registration. I will be doing the last guided one for this year, and I invite you to join. If you're feeling the call, you can register at soulstaminaplan.com, and I invite you to honor your heart, your life, and that which is calling forth. And I promise you, the work in the journey facilitates your own natural, lasting, sustaining transformation. And lastly, I also included in the last email, and I'll put another link in it for those that are interested, in an Empower 11 and Power Now audio. This has had profound, miraculous impact on those that have listened to it daily for 11 days or longer. And so I invite you to do that. Because of the nature of the way iPhones work, you can't download it directly into your iTunes from your phone. So it does require a desktop. That's a technology issue that's outside of our hands. But just so you know, if you're struggling to get it downloaded, that it is needs to be downloaded on your desktop computer. So I'm going to include that link as well for you. And namaste. May the miracles and synchronicity show up as the good that favors your soul is ready to be received by you.